Harav Shlomo Davin Neuberger.
I'd like to share with my siblings from out of town saying thank you. You all know we were doing what Tati and Mommy wanted us to do. Our siblings on Yeshiva Lane not only were my senefesh to take care of Mommy and Tati, but Yosef and Baruch and Devorah, you cared so much about us also. Always talking to us, filling us in on what was going on. You made us feel like one mishpacha, like we were all in this together. Or Makar Tov. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Kol anikra b'shmi, l'chvaydi barasiv yatzarti v'afasisiv." The tafkid of somebody who's nikra b'shmi, a yid, person who carries the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chvayda barasiv. To be marbe kvayt shamayim. The pasuk says, barasiv yatzartiv asisiv. The marsha in Ksuba says, Bria refers to the neshama of a person. Yetzira refers to the guf of a person. Oise is the ashbaya specifically. The shleimus of a person when he gets married. Tati yirkvayt shamayim. The kvayt shamayim that just poured out of you was not just the neshama, was not just the nishmas kol chai, that's tevarech usroimim. But like what was said, kol atzmaisai toimarna, your whole yitzira, your whole guf, these walls still shake from the kvaydai malei oilam. You brought down to the world a new understanding of kvaydai malei oilam. And all your successes, all your avodah was built, that your neshama, your guf, was a kiyum. You understood you were nikra b'shmi. And you were involved in kvayt shamayim. All of our phones haven't stopped buzzing from all corners of the world, the people that are crying with us. Gemara in Shabbos says, when meis echem nei chaburu yedaigu kol chabura kula. The pashup shot is because there's a clap that's close to the home, and a person has to be nervous. But a chabura comes from chibur, from attachment. What we just lost isn't just because it's close to home, it's because it's a part, it's a chibur of every single one of us, the Talmidei Yeshiva, for decades and decades and decades of people who were mushba from Tati. Part of us died. Part of our chavershav, part of our attachment. Our director, our leader, our father, It's a chelik of each and every one of us that's no longer here. I'm going to share with you a vart that Tati told me. And I think this is our calling card of moving on. And what our avoda is. The pasuk says when Aaron HaKohen was nifter, Vayivku kol ha'am shloishim yayim. For 30 days, everybody. Men, women, children, everybody cried. The p'tir of Aaron HaKohen. But during that 30 days, Tati asked the question, the Tuba Av was during those 30 days, and the Mesei Midbar stopped dying, and there was a Yomtif, the Gemara tells us, a Yomtif like no other Yomtif. How could it be in the middle of the Shleishim that Klal Yisrael had a Tuba Av, Klal Yisrael had a Simcha? Were they crying? Or were they dancing? And Tati said over from Henkin, and they asked Rav Henkin the Shiloh, and he put his head down for a minute and then picked up his head and said, by a Yid, das is Nishkin Kasha. Because if Kvayt Shamayim is what you're after, if the Avayda is, Kol HaNikra B'Shmilech Vayda Barasiv, if that's the point, so you do what you have to do when you have to do it, and you could be crying for 30 days at a loss, and when there's a Simcha, the same energy goes towards that simcha. The same trip to New York could be for a Nicham Avelim, could be for a Levaya, and could be for a Chasana in the same trip. And you could have been at the Shiva house with Tati, and then by the Chasana with Tati, and it's the Zelba energy. That's our legacy. That's our legacy from Tati. There's no difference what the Eibishter asks. At the time that the Eibishter asks for what we need to do, it's with all the kaychas that we have. With the focus that our job is to be mar bekvayt shamayim. We could be baicha. We could cry and we could laugh at the same time. Our chibur to each other is so strong that whatever you're going through, I'm going through. And that's how Tati interacted with everybody. The yesod was because he was attached to them. Because he was involved in being mar b'kvayt shamayim. And as the pasuk ends, afasisis, like the Marsha says, that's referring a person's wife. Mommy, you could look at your mishpacha. Mommy, you could look at your mishpacha that you and Tati l'havdu b'chayim l'chayim created. You both taught us this idea of being mar b'kvayt shamayim. It's never personal. It's always about the Eibishter. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the kaychas, Tati. Should ask him, the Eibishter, to give us the kaychas, to be able to carry on your legacy. To always be present in whatever matzav we're in. To be present with the understanding that it's not about us, it's about Kvayt Shamayim. To use your kaychas that you taught us. To be able to continue to help Mommy. Help the yeshiva and help everybody that we interact with. Should be a Melitz Yasher for the yeshiva. For Mommy and for all of us. We should be zeichet to stop crying and soon dance with you, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.